Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
Hello, I'm Mark Blunden and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, Twitter legal threat to Meta over Threads app. But first, the truth is out there on UFOs, according to a congressman who's claiming he's seen classified footage of physics-defying alien craft. Republican Tim Burchett told the Event Horizon podcast he believes these extraterrestrial ships can travel at light speed while not leaving heat trails and even fly underwater. Burchett sits on the House Oversight Committee probing UFO sightings and wants the US government to be more upfront with the public about flying saucers. It comes after a Pentagon whistleblower claimed America runs a long-standing top-secret UFO retrieval program, including discovery of non-human intelligence. Next. That's the Star Wars theme played by Plant Power, an organic orchestra created by Royal College of Art Masters graduate Feiyang Jia, who was inspired to get city dwellers outside and boost mental health.
So my ambition is to make urban green spaces more appealing and help people to reconnect with the nature.
Feiyang built a microcontroller-based cube and sensors wedged into the ground to detect plants' tiny bioelectrical voltage changes, which are connected to a pulsing 3D printed breath ball that helps with meditation guidance. The artist found species like pine trees create a deep sound, much like a cello.
In contrast, herbs such as narcissus or white blueberry, they have a dramatic waveform changes, so they're creating sounds like electrical or space music.
Then the really cool bit, these timbres as digital information can be turned into MIDI data and played through a synthesizer.
I hope to promote this more in a public art way. So maybe can working with the local parks and to generate a real project for city dwellers and make them have the novel immersive experience.
Twitter has threatened to sue Meta over its fast-growing rival microblog-style Threads app, alleging that it's lifted what it describes as trade secrets. Twitter also accuses Meta of engaging in what it calls misappropriation of Twitter's intellectual property. But the Instagram and Facebook owner, which launched Threads on Thursday, denies former Twitter employees worked on building Threads or that they used insider knowledge. Now, space scientists have discovered the most distant active supermassive black hole to date with the James Webb Telescope. The SEERS 1019 galaxy, SEERS stands for Cosmic Evolution Early Release Science, existed about 570 million years after the Big Bang. Research led by University of Austin at Texas suggests SEERS 1019 is notable not only for how long ago it existed, but also how relatively little its black hole weighs. It's around 9 million solar masses. That's far less than other black holes that existed in the early universe and were detected by other telescopes. Now, Liberal Democrat peers warning the government that Wikipedia could be forced to shut down in the UK due to the online safety bill. Lord Allen of Hallam, who was Facebook's Director of Policy in Europe for 10 years, argues that sites should be exempt from the scope of the bill targeting illegal and harmful content if they are for the purposes of public information. Peers have suggested adding a regulatory exemption for sites which are considered low risk for harm and provide a public good. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus, it's D-Day for Boris Johnson's COVID WhatsApp messages. Why not hit follow in the meantime and give us a rating?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back. The Cabinet Office has lost its challenge over the UK COVID-19 inquiry chairwoman's request for Boris Johnson's unredacted WhatsApp messages, notebooks and diaries. The department brought legal action over Baroness Hallett's order to release the documents, arguing it should not have to hand over material that's what it describes as unambiguously irrelevant. But in a High Court ruling, two judges dismissed the claim for judicial review. The new deadline for the Cabinet Office to hand over Johnson's documents to the COVID inquiry is Monday afternoon. Now, has the new PlayStation 5 Slim for nearly $400 been leaked as going on sale later this year by Sony rival Microsoft? The upcoming launch was apparently revealed in the ongoing Federal Trade Commission probe to close Microsoft's $69 billion acquisition of Call of Duty maker Activision Blizzard. In the filing, Microsoft claims Sony is expected to release a PlayStation 5 Slim later this year at the same reduced price point as its less expensive digital edition for $399.99. But Sony has yet to confirm this is the case. And finally, research suggests that numbers-based board games like Monopoly and Snakes and Ladders could help make young children better at maths. The games are already known to enhance learning and development, including reading and literacy. But the study by the Pontifical Catholic University of Chile suggests that for 3 to 9-year-olds, numbers-based board games help improve counting and addition. Researchers say children benefit from playing board games a few times a week, supervised by an adult. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast for the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. And we'll be back on Monday at 1 p.m. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. And the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.